Hello, all you naughty boys and girls of Literotica. I am back. I've been so busy for the last couple of weeks, but I have not forgotten my lit friends, had some technical difficulties, and ended up buying a new computer. Hopefully that'll fix things right up. Before I tell you about this audio, I want to remind you to join me on Facebook. Look me up under Ravenfox Audio or just click on the link in my profile. I post lots of good stuff on my Facebook page, and I love meeting new friends and listeners. Also, please vote and leave feedback. If you send me feedback with an email address, I will write you back. I'm finally all caught up on my emails and comments and feedback, answering them all, and I'm so proud of myself. Today's audio is sort of a combination of a meditation and a guided masturbation. I had this dream, fantasy, about a good friend of mine. You may remember him from Abercrombie and Fuck, my other story. I'm talking about Sean, my sexy Canadian man. When I told Sean about the dream, he really wanted me to record it. He likes the idea of me playing his sex therapist. I like the idea of him being my patient, too, so that works out well. Now, in the dream, I will admit, I ended up breaking all the rules of client-therapist behavior, and I fucked that boy good. But I wanted the audio to reflect more of a hypnotic feel, so I tweaked it a bit. But if I get a really good response to this audio, I may have a part two in which I get to do all kinds of naughty things to Sean in the name of therapy. That sounds hot to me anyway. Feel free to play along with this audio, my darlings. You can either pretend I'm using your name instead of Sean, or you can contact me about getting a guided masturbation session of your very own, personalized for you. So, Sean and all of my other naughty friends, sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. Hello, Sean. Please come in and have a seat. I've read over your file. I see that you're having some problems with stress, and it's affecting the quality of your orgasms. So what we're going to do is work on some relaxation techniques, and then I'm going to help you learn to prolong and even intensify your sexual pleasure. These are things you'll practice during masturbation, but you'll soon be able to apply them to your sexual encounters with a partner as well. Now, I want you to know that you can trust me completely. This is what I do. You're in a safe place, and I'm here to help. Okay? Good. Well, let's get started. I'd like you to disrobe and then lie on the couch. Is the room warm enough, Sean? Good. I'm going to start by massaging your temples, and throughout this exercise, you'll feel me touch your face, your hair, your head, your shoulders, and your chest. And it's going to be very soothing, a very soothing touch, and you'll find that it's very relaxing, and it helps forge a connection between you and me. Just close your eyes and listen to the sound of my voice. Feel my touch. I want you to begin to take relaxing, slow breaths. Put everything out of your mind. Let all of your stress go. Try to focus only on the breathing and allow your breath to become as slow and deep as possible. When thoughts come into your mind, push them aside. As you breathe, relax your body. Allow yourself to sink down into the center of yourself. Breathe deep as you relax even further. I want you to notice how good it feels to relax and breathe deep. Remember, the rest of the day has been spent on doing for others in one way or another. Now it is your special time, time only for you, time for you to feel relaxed, peaceful, and pleasured. As you continue breathing, allow your body to find its own natural breathing rhythm. as you breathe, relax, and sink further down. You may start to feel a tingling sensation in your feet or your hands. Just allow this feeling to grow in your body. Get in touch with how your body feels. Continue breathing in and out, in and out. You may feel your body getting lighter or heavy. Let your body take you where you need to go. Allow yourself to go deeper. As you continue to breathe, allow yourself to get ready for an erotic experience. Feel how good it is to relax, Sean. I want you to picture a beautiful, peaceful river. The sun is shining and you're paddling in a canoe downriver. There are no phones ringing, no one's talking, and there's nothing that needs to be done. The only thing to focus on is being out in the beauty of nature. Listen to the sound of the water gently caressing the canoe as you guide it slowly downstream. Feel the warmth of the sun on your face and on your body. It's warming you and relaxing you. The canoe needs very little paddling since you're just slowly drifting downstream. You're not exerting yourself in the least. When you put the paddle in the water, the motion of moving it feels like a delicious stretch for your muscles, bringing you an even deeper sense of relaxation and peace. Look at all the beautiful foliage at the shore of the river. See the beauty of the plants and the pretty flowers. You can smell the woodsy fragrance. It's mixed with the floral scents. You can hear the sound of the crickets as they gently dance along the river. Birds are fluttering and singing in the trees along the shoreline. The farther down the river you drift, the more relaxed you become. Now, Sean, I want you to paddle the canoe over to the shore. There's a sunlit clearing there. You want to go there because you know there is someone waiting for you. As you visualize the clearing, you see an area at the edge of the trees that is in the shadows. As you think about it and visualize it, this shadowy place, you feel that there's a presence there. Instinctively, you know that this presence is your dream lover, even though you cannot see them yet. As you watch, you see their form start to emerge from the shadows. Their features still are not clear enough to make out, but you do notice that the form is very sexy, and you feel drawn to that form. You notice movement. The person is slowly moving toward you, but it's still hard to see. As they approach, you start to make out some of their features. You see the shape of their hair and their face. You see how sensually they move. You know that they're coming to be with you at this time, and the attraction grows deeper and deeper. As they step out of the shadows into the light, you notice how beautiful your dream lover appears. You notice that this person definitely feels passion for you too. Continue to breathe, Sean. As your partner comes closer, notice what they're wearing. It might be a sexy outfit or a more seductive one. You like what you see. They slowly approach and you feel a desire building within you. Just watching them move toward you, knowing how much they desire you, you feel your body responding. You feel the tingles of passion beginning to hum along your nerve endings. You feel your cock growing. You look into your partner's eyes and you know that they desire a kiss. Somehow, you know instinctively that this kiss will be like no other that you've experienced. You move closer together. Your lips touch and part slightly. You feel each other's breath. Deep and warm. Your tongues touch and taste You taste your lover's mouth. You explore together in a deep, passionate kiss. As you continue to kiss, you feel one another's mouth and the fullness of your lips. Tongues dart in and out, touching, retreating. A warmth envelops you. Your lover's warmth, growing warmer with each touch. You are wanted and desired. You are their only desire. Now, Sean, as you are kissing your dream lover, I want you to begin to slowly stroke your cock. Imagine their body pressing against yours, moving sensually, softly grinding against you. That's what you feel as you pump your cock with your hand. You feel your lover, excited by your hardness and your readiness, moving against you. Feel their desire. Slow strokes, Sean. It's a good boy. There's no rush, no urgency other than passion. You stand in the beautiful sunshine and undress each other, sensually and slowly. You reveal your bodies to one another teasingly. Each bit revealed is explored and kissed and touched. You learn each other's taste and texture. You smell your lover's intoxicating scent, growing steadily more pronounced as they become even more aroused by you. They must touch you, must taste you, because you are all they want and need. The scent of your body, aroused by them, is intoxicating to them as well. As you kiss, you feel their naked body embrace you, skin against skin. Tongues explore, darting in and out. You feel the heat emanating from your partner, combining with your own body heat. A gentle breeze caresses the exposed flesh of your bodies. Your partner gently guides you to lie down and begins to caress and touch your body. A soft touch, then the glide of a fingernail traces along your skin. Your lover knows where you want to be touched. They're guided by your movements and their own passion for you. As you feel your lover touching and caressing your exposed flesh, feel their hand wrap around your rock-hard cock. They know just how you need to be touched there as well, Sean. As you continue to stroke your cock, I want you to feel that it is your lover's hand around it. As your desire builds, somehow your lover realizes and responds to your every need. You feel your body begin to burn even hotter with passion. More teasing touches and perhaps a lick of the tongue sends more ripples of desire throughout your body. As you continue to breathe, you feel your lover's breath near your cock, their tongue leaving a wet trail. You feel another breath and you feel the tingling coolness. Your lover's tongue goes wild, lapping, bringing you erotic sensations throughout your body. And then it slows down, licking everywhere that your body craves attention. As before, your partner senses your every need and responds, bringing you to greater sexual heights. Enjoy the attentions being favored on your body. You may begin to feel the urge to orgasm, but you resist. It's worth the wait. Don't come yet, Sean. I want you to take some deep, slow breaths, concentrating on your breathing again. Breathe in and out, slowly. Slow your hand down. Ease the pressure from your cock just a bit. You feel your passion coming under your control again. You are in control. You're not ready to come just yet. You feel the intense pleasure and desire, but you want to wait to experience your orgasm. It's going to be so much more vivid for you that way. Now go back to concentrating on the image of your dream lover. Feel them moving against your body, touching, exploring you. Your lover slows down, and then you receive a kiss. They lie next to you. You reach over and start to explore their body, teasing and touching, gently caressing all over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how good it feels to arouse them like this.
Oh.
As you explore your lover, I want you to continue to stroke your cock, feeling their pleasure within your own body.
Oh, yes.
That's how connected you are with your dream lover. You feel what they feel. Watch and see how your lover responds to your touch.
Oh, yes.
You notice that they writhe, and you hear their soft moans as you raise their desire.
Oh.
When you feel ready, you kiss your way down to their sex, breathing gently, smelling their beautiful aroma.
Oh.
You feel a hunger growing to taste your lover so intimately. And as you do, you lick on and around their sex, playing and touching the most intimate areas of their body. You're rewarded with the moisture, the increased warmth, and the feeling of their hands on you, urging you to continue. You can hear them saying your name. Sean.
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 Over and over.
Oh, Sean.
You're bringing them such pleasure.
Oh, Sean.
You are their perfect match. Their one desire, because you know just how to touch them.
Oh.
Just how to kiss them.
Oh.
You feel how much they want you to bring them to their sweet release. The release their body hungers for. Feel them reaching for it. Attuned to your every touch. Building. Faster. Faster. You feel the same sensations, but you will wait. You will prolong their pleasure by stopping just short of your own. Feel their hips surge upward, seeking more contact with your skilled lips and tongue and fingers.
Oh, please, Sean.
Take them over slowly, Sean.
Oh, please.
There's no rush. Feel their pleasure. Feel them reaching for it. But you're in control. Stroke your cock slowly as you kiss and caress your lover. It feels so good to bring them such joy and pleasure. You're almost there. Just a bit more. Feel them. Feel them start to convulse and spasm. The body trembling with pleasure and release. You can see the sweet smile on their beautiful face, the look of peace. You hear them whispering words of love, telling you what a good boy you are for giving them what they needed and wanted, praising your skills as a lover. Sean, are you ready? They want you. They want you inside them. Your lover needs you.
No, please.
You feel your sex gently brush against your partner's. The rhythmic rubbing begins, slowly at first. Feel their body opening to you, drawing you in. Grasp your cock nice and tight as you stroke it. Feel yourself thrusting inside.
Sean.
You feel the wetness of both of your bodies and thrust even more. Feeling your sex merge and intermingle with your partner's, you move together.
Yes.
Making love. The rhythm builds and you feel your pleasure begin to intensify further. You're completely embraced by your lover. Held tight. Your bodies moving together. You feel their nails gently scratch your back and they try to get even closer to you.
Oh, yes.
So overcome by pleasure and desire for you.
Yes, please. please.
Your name becomes a chant for them.
Sean.
Sean. Sean.
Oh,
you can feel them wanting you. They want to feel you come inside them. They need it. Their body squeezes and massages your cock as you thrust, building up speed and force. Soon the need for soft, gentle lovemaking has subsided, and now you're coming together almost animalistically.
Sean.
Your lover returns your passion, thrusting against you.
Yes.
Urging you even deeper.
Oh.
They're building with you. Your orgasm is so close.
Oh, please.
And you know theirs is too. They want to come with you, to find the release of such pleasure at the same time. They want to join with you in the intense fire of sexual heat. Their body moves and writhes. They're
Sean.
Moaning in your ear.
Sean.
Panting breathlessly, saying your name, grasping you tightly. Feel their want. Feel the burning need for you. So close. No need to hold back any longer. Feel the waves begin to wash over you. Just let it happen. Feel your cock begin to spasm inside your lover. You feel your partner reaching that place of no return, urged by the feeling of you coming inside them. You hear them reach orgasmic ecstasy and feel your orgasm overtake you. Feel your cock spurt and come harder than you've ever come before. The pleasure of your orgasm and your lover's orgasm radiates throughout your body. Every nerve is alive with the joy and the bliss of it. Now I want you to begin to slow your breathing. Experience the relaxation that comes after such an intense orgasm. Imagine your lover lying next to you, close. Slowly touching your face and chest, smiling at you. They tell you over and over how beautiful it was, how pleased and satisfied they are. They trail soft kisses and whisper to you about what a good boy you are. It feels so good to be so appreciated. Continue to slow your breathing. You and your lover stand, kissing gently. You embrace once more, knowing that you will see each other very soon. You watch your lover walk away and back into the shadows at the edge of the trees. When you can no longer see them, you get back into your canoe and begin paddling further downstream. You feel so relaxed and so at peace. You feel no stress, no worry. The beauty of nature draws you in again, and you reflect on the beautiful encounter you've just shared. Focus on the sunlight on your body, the warmth of it on your face, the sound of the water lapping at your canoe, and the crickets along the shore. When you're ready, take a few deep breaths and feel your body come back to the here and now. Allow yourself to slowly become conscious of your surroundings. As it feels right, you can open your eyes. Well, Sean, that was wonderful. You did so well for your first session. I want you to practice this visualization every day, at least once. Focus on the breathing, and soon you'll be able to relax and de-stress just from the breathing techniques. The sexual aspects of your therapy will bring you the intense and prolonged pleasure that we talked about. When I see you next week, we'll create a new visualization fantasy for you to use that keeps things fresh. Thank you for coming today, Sean. I really enjoyed our therapy session, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next week.